This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're getting together with Mary's Place again because, man, you know how they help out a lot of homeless families, and they got kids. A lot of kids that could use our help with getting new footwear. That's right. We got Kicks for Kids going on. That way these kids get a pair of sneakers they can call their own. They get them tennis shoes. And the cool thing is they get to actually pick them out themselves. I love that. All the money we raise, by the way, does go to Mary's Place. So we are affecting local kids right here with your donations.
And they said they have about 200 kids that are part of Mary's Place. So it's, you can help out a lot of kids with this, which is great.
Any bit of money will help. And if you don't have money, please then share this on your socials. That way maybe some of your friends could help out. You want to donate? You want to share on your socials? Get all the information about Kicks for Kids at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Time to pump it up for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Pump it up.
Pump, pump.
And
pump
I am especially pumped up today.
Yes?
Because I've got a little 14-pound baseball fan back at the house. Damn it, Carl, get in the house, has his own cardboard cutout for the Seattle Mariners home games.
Nice. Oh, season ticket holder.
Yep, he's a season ticket holder.
Awesome.
I got Carl a picture there.
And I hope Carl gets to sit next to Tatum.
I hope so, too. I hope he catches a foul ball. It'd be really fun to get one of those in the mail.
Yes.
Even though I kind of would rather prefer the cutout like with a dent in it, if they would just like send that after the end of the season if he got dinged with it.
That'd be so
kind of
awesome.
Amazing.
Well, that would actually be very, very cool if they could send those to people.
I think it'd be fun if they just said, hey, look, come to team, like, hopefully things like that by the time the season's over or a little bit better. Hey, come down to T-Mobile and pick up your cardboard cutout. I'm sure it's a giant logistic nightmare, but that would be pretty awesome.
But it would be sweet.
Would you pay a little extra to get it sent to you?
Yes. I just paid $30. What do you want? I'm clearly.
You won't do it for Tatum, but I'll do it for damn it, Carl.
No, I'm saying it's very apparent that I'm willing to spend money on ridiculous things.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Dear Seattle Mariners, you may have a little bit of extra money you can get. Don't throw those cutouts away.
So I might not be the biggest sports fan, but Carl is a little bit more than me now.
Carl's going to show you. He's going to show you how to be a good Mariner fan.
I hope so. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Rick in Auburn. Rick, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
I think it's funny that on our show, the three people who've decided to put up cardboard cutouts is Danny, Baby Tatum, and Carl the Cat.
Yeah.
arguably the three not biggest baseball fans on the show.
I love it, though. It's great. He's so cute.
Yeah.
So
right, Steve, I'm not going to put here. It down. I mean, look, it's fun.
Tatum's a huge baseball fan. Oh,
totally.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, okay.
He's been a fan since day one.
I hadn't thought about
day
that.
Day one.
Of her life.
Of her life.
For those playing at home, Rick will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rick, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the name of the upcoming Halo game being released later this year?
Halo 5.
No.
4, 3.
No, no. What NBA player was nicknamed the Worm?
Say again?
What NBA player was nicknamed the Worm?
NBA player, the Worm.
Yeah, either say a name or pass, Rick.
Pass.
Walt Disney died in what decade?
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. How many pints are in 5 gallons?
Pints in 5 gallons. 20.
No.
16.
No.
30.
No. The well-known writing system for blind people is called what?
Braille.
Yes. What was Charles Lindbergh's plane called?
Oh, my God. Charles Lindbergh's plane. The Blue Spruce?
No. Well, Rick, you dropped a deuce.
Hey, good job.
But these are tougher questions.
Yeah, they are.
So maybe Steve will drop a deuce, too.
I just saw an ad for that game. And I'm so mad at myself that I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, the big announcement happened last week.
I know.
So
I just saw it. I saw, hey, here's what's on. Like, oh, look at me.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for it, actually.
Oh, I'm sure you and many people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stoked to watch other people play it since I haven't been able to play Halo ever since the first one.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Whoa.
Yes. Almost hit the wrong button. Boy, I did hit the wrong button.
That little bragging over there?
Oh, he foreshadowing.
Just called my home run for baby Tatum in the outfield.
There you go.
Although I hope she's put behind home plate. That would be the greatest thing ever.
Actually, it would be.
Cardboard cut out of my child behind home plate the whole time.
Yeah.
Come on, Mariners.
What is the name of the upcoming Halo game being released later this year?
I was just reading about it. Halo Infinity?
No.
Halo Infinite.
Yes.
Good job.
What NBA player was nicknamed the Worm?
Dennis Rodman.
Yes. Walt Disney died in what decade?
50s.
No.
60s.
Yes. How many pints are in 5 gallons?
Oh, crap. You got to be kidding me.
Nope, not kidding.
48.
No.
50.
No.
69.
No.
That's it.
The well-known writing system for blind people is called what?
Braille.
Yes. What was Charles Lindbergh's plane called?
Oh, the Spirit of St. Louis.
Yes.
Is that where Spirit came up with their name?
I have no idea. Maybe they did.
Did he like seating people in a very chaotic way?
Maybe.
Nice.
What is the voltage of a D-cell battery?
Oh, 16?
No.
4?
No.
69?
No. Right. What actress played the bride in the Kill Bill movies?
Oh, that's Uma Thurman.
Yes. What is the 2013 movie 42 about?
Dianetics.
No.
L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
The squirrel.
The squirrel, no. 1, 2, 3, baseball. 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
I would have accepted that, or also Jackie Robinson. Yeah.
Damn it.
But you win 6-2. Sorry, Rick.
Good job, Steve.
There you go.
Yeah.
Called shot. Made it happen.
Yep. I give it to him because of Halo Infinite, because he saw the same ad I did or read something and I forgot he didn't.
Yes. Good job.
Yeah. Are you excited about it, Rev?
I am. Yes. Yes. I haven't played a Halo game in a long time, normally because I'm really bad at them, but I am excited for this one.
I've only played the first. And this is for the new Xbox coming out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'll have to get a new Xbox.
Well,
and I'll have to get a PlayStation 5, too.
Well, and twist your arm.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, all the titles that are coming out for both of them.
I think everything's backwards compatible.
Yes.
But I wonder how many people actually go back and play those old games.
Sometimes I do, but it would be more along the lines of, like, the older retro games. Not necessarily, like, any of those ones for, like, the old Xbox or stuff like that. What's the voltage of a D-cell battery? Anybody?
I would be guessing 9, but I don't think that's right.
No, those are 9-volt batteries.
That's right. I thought that's why I guessed it, knowing it wouldn't be right, but just in case.
I think all of the ones with letters on them have 1.5 volts.
Oh.
So they're only itty bitty ones. It's just the amount of size that they have to, have all the power.
Size matters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, that's all you got there. So congratulations, Steve. You won with 6, correct?
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
Hey, I saw a movie over the weekend that I think the Rev would like.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
Well, he's leaving the room.
All right, he'll get in the other room.
He'll get in the other room. I guess for some reason he feels better in the other room.
He doesn't want to talk about it in this
room. Maybe he has to pass gas again.
He can only ask questions in this room. Yeah. He's got to go into his
room. It's true. It's true. I mean,
hey, he's back.
Actually, I think, BJ, you would dig it, too, because it's got Mr. Potter in it. Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry, Mr. Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe. Danny would like it as well.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but we were trying to find a movie, and we're like, oh, let's try Amazon Prime. Sometimes they have random movies on there.
Okay.
Called Guns Akimbo.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to see this movie.
Is it good?
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks absolutely nuts.
Is it new?
Yes.
Oh, it is new.
It's this year, I believe. Yeah, 2020. Dude.
Is it good?
It is so much fun.
Guns Akimbo.
It reminds me of, if you remember, it's almost like Crank meets Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's ridiculous and over the top. There's great action in it. Daniel Radcliffe just nails it in this film. It's like he's basically an online troll, and he trolled this like game in the future where like it's like in the dark web where people will watch other people try and kill each other. Like it's like a game of like,
oh, wow.
Like you're trying to kill people. And so he's trolling people. And long story short, like the game developers, they track him down and put him in the game.
Oh, nice.
And there's a bunch of other stuff. Like the blurb says a guy relies on his newly acquired gladiator skills to save his ex-girlfriend from kidnappers.
Oh, nice.
It is fun from beginning to end. And it's like it looked like it was going to be a super gory like action film. So my wife was a little on the fence. So we had to have a plan B, which was like some really bad rom-com on Netflix. So I was hoping it would be all right. And it turned out like it was just enough goriness, but it was done in a comical and over the top way that it didn't like freak her out.
Oh, Vicky, send me an email. I might watch that with my wife then. I always need stuff to watch with my wife. So
I'll watch. She hates it.
Well, I mean, she may hate it, but I mean, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe's great in it. The whole cast was awesome, dude. The villain's great in it, too.
I mean, I like that. You know, I like to see what Harry Potter's up to these days.
But I feel like Rev would really dig this movie.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stuff about it. I just never got around to seeing it, but if you're giving the recommendation, I want to check this
dude,
out.
Dude, solid 98% on Steve Tomatoes.
Plus, he used the right two words.
Scott
Pilgrim.
Yeah.
As soon as you say Scott Pilgrim, Rev's got to check
it. If I ever find a bad movie, I should say, dude, it's just like Scott Pilgrim.
Break my trust, buddy. Come on, man.
Don't do it.
Is this like based on like a graphic novel or something?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
I just wonder. Like, I did out of the blue, it's just like such a cool story.
A lot of movies are, you know, that you watch, you find out, oh, this was a graphic novel. This was a comic book. You know, this is one of the reasons, like, Jack Kirby, who was one of the legendary founders of all the Marvel comics with him and Stan Lee, Jack always viewed comics as a springboard for movies because it was just like storyboards. He saw that early in his career and said, I am going to draw this the way they draw storyboards for movies because that's what this is.
If not, it's definitely inspired by that kind of a vibe of like a graphic novel turned into a movie. A lot of people are texting in. Guns Akimbo is so great. It's freaking amazing. Totally unexpected. Another person says, I watched it with my husband and we both loved it.
That is good news.
So
I always
three textures out of three.
My wife likes a good action film as long as it's not too gory, but she loves good fight choreography.
Oh, this has got some really fun action scenes.
Yeah, we watch
very creative.
We watched Into the Badlands, and she loves, I mean, not that this is martial arts, but she loves martial art photography, but that was a little too gory for her, a lot of Into the Badlands, which is too bad, because that old TV show, maybe a year ago, it had great choreography, great fight choreography. When you watch, this was my problem watching Escape from New York in L.A., I am so spoiled with today's level of fight choreography. It just pales. That's the sad thing. As good as we thought of those movies were, the fighting is so joke. It's so ridiculously bad.
Yeah.
Because of how good these people are that are now fighting and the choreographers they have. They're amazing athletes. It's just insane.
So I want to know the name of the movie. It's Guns Akimbo, and it's on Amazon Prime. So if you're a Prime member, it's free.
Oh, that's cool.
Someone said, I saw the movie when I watched it. It didn't make me think Harry Potter, which was amazing. Actually, a kind of a funny movie as well.
Well, man, I don't...
Daniel Radcliffe kind of... I almost could see him start to do more action films because of this movie.
I hope so.
Really?
Because a lot of times you do get pigeonholed in a role. The only good thing is that the older he gets, hopefully, you know, people just, you know, he was a little kid and he's an adult now. And so I you know, plus it looks like he had a beard in that movie, so that helps a bit.
Mm-hmm. And I can't confirm or deny that you might see his dong in the movie.
Wait, what? Oh, him and Equus. Boy, Daniel Radcliffe, him and that Equus whole thing that he did, where he was full frontal.
I want to see his little wand.
You don't know if it's a little wand.
Well, the situation.
I don't want to confirm, man.
Let's just say I was glad my wife was looking down at her phone when that moment happened.
Oh, you're not kidding.
No.
Oh, damn. I thought you were just making an Equus line.
No, you're saying yeah, I could tell
Harry's wand is happening in this movie?
A little bit.
Damn, what is with him doing movies where the wand keeps coming out?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Maybe he doesn't want to do movies. He's like, look, I'll do your movie if I can show my pecker. Yeah. And then they're like, fine, we'll write it into the story.
All right, Harry.
The greatest thing ever.
You're a pervert, Harry.
It works really well for the movie. And it's not like, it's okay. Not sexual. It's not sexual at all.
All right, well. All right, Harry.
It's super funny, actually.
You get to see Harry's Potter.
I was like, whoa, did they just show that?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it could be a fake one.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't rewind it and check and do the double check there?
Oh, I put it on pause, but yeah. Just stared at it for hours.
So you're accusing him of doing a Diggler?
Could be.
All right. Fair enough.
If we ever get to talk to him, we'll ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Is that a stunt?
And he'll be like, no, mate, that's all real.
It's all real.
It's all real. It's the real Ollivander's wand, mate. All right, we got a man who is very embarrassed because, well, he embarrassed himself in front of his family when he ran out of his house, Daniel Radcliffe style, apparently completely naked. But he did do this for a good reason. What happened? I'll tell you at 7:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A British man ran out of his house in the nude to chase a van that he thought was carrying his kidnapped 11-year-old niece. But then he was left humiliated because the girl showed up moments later.
Yeah, I watched the video. Man, it's just pure chaos. And, I'm thinking, like, when you first think that somebody just took your child or your family member or anybody in your neighborhood, that's got to be, like, the worst moment of panic.
Yeah. And so this guy's like, I don't care. His name is Nathan. He had been sleeping when he thought he heard someone in his family scream the word kidnap and rushed outside. He said, I'm a big lad. I'm 18 stone, 252 pounds, but I can move when I need to. And because the adrenaline was rushing through me. So, yeah, he started bolting and going after the guy. And he took a tumble on the front lawn trying to get into his dad's car and chase the van he saw drive away.
I mean, he wasn't like kind of naked. I mean, he was fully naked. You watch the video and there he is. I mean, he's got a piece of clothing in his hand and he just drops to his knees as he's trying to get into the car. I mean, and you just see his bum.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah, full crackage.
Yeah. What's impressive, though, is the
fan of the Kraken.
He is a fan of the Kraken. I like their front lawn, their front garden. It's fake grass.
Look at you.
Oh, I was impressed with that.
How'd you notice that?
Well, next to compare it to the other lawn that's in front of their fence, it's very apparent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it. Wow,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have an eye for that, as you know.
Yeah. You are a fake grass connoisseur.
Yeah.
Fake grass is fake.
So as he got into the car, you know, getting ready to chase this would-be kidnapper, he then sees his niece Lucy come around the corner, and that's when the embarrassment kicked in. We got the audio of the family reacting to what they thought was a kidnapping and then laughing at Nathan when they realize that everything's okay.
Oh, my God!
Call the police. What's wrong?
I think the insult to injury part is that little Lucy, I guess, is the kid, is laughing at him.
Like she's 11 years old, so she's old enough to be like, what is wrong with you?
Well, because you've seen the video, like, you know, they say, like, you heard, like, you hear the van slam a door, so I don't know why, but they thought Lucy got pulled into the van, and then the van just took off. And so everyone's freaking out, and just as he gets in the car, then there's, like, little Lucy just coming out, and she's just laughing and laughing at him.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, hey, guys, what's up? What's the problem?
What's going on?
Right.
I think she set it up. You think she said, look, I want you to drive, found some guy in a van, drive around my house, slam the door, I'll be hiding.
Oh, man. And poor guy. And, of course, there's a surveillance camera because everyone's got one of those Ring cams or, you know, video cameras.
And he looks great. He's Oh, man, that's a beating.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Everyone in your family just saw you naked.
Yeah, they did. A man ran out of his house in the nude to chase a van he thought was carrying his kidnapped niece. But yeah, ended up just humiliated when the girl showed up moments later, not kidnapped at all. Based on this, we want to know, what was your moment of ultimate embarrassment? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What was your moment of ultimate embarrassment? Your calls, your texts, after the president's on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So this dude ran out of his house in the nude to chase a van that he thought was carrying his kidnapped niece. As it turns out, she was just around the corner, wasn't in the van at all. So he ended up being humiliated because he was just out there, 252-pound dude. And, he's out there naked.
Literally, his big ass is just showing everywhere.
Yeah, they got that Ring cam, so you can see basically there he is running out there.
Ring cam for sure.
And then everybody's laughing at him. Oh, yeah. Everybody's laughing at him.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he's got that Ring cam. All right. Yeah, so we're wondering, how about you? What was your moment of ultimate embarrassment? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
This one's fun. On the text line, my most embarrassing moment in my life was I was standing at the end of a craps table playing craps. There was a gentleman at the other end of the table throwing the dice, and when he threw the dice, one of them hit the craps table wall, shot straight up in the air, and landed in my cleavage. I was wearing somewhat of a low-cut blouse and somewhat popping-up bra. Needless to say, the die landed between my boobs sitting right there for everyone to see. Peace out.
What'd they roll?
Snake eyes.
Lucky seven. Lucky seven, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, snake eyes would have been good, too, now that I just got that. That's pretty good.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been perfect, actually.
Yeah. And what if it works out and everyone wins on the table? Then he's got to figure out a way to have it land on the boobs again.
Yeah, that's a good luck thing. You got to keep the tradition going.
I don't think you win with snake eyes in that game. That's the problem.
I don't know either. Yeah. I don't know anything about craps.
I think snake eyes is bad in craps, if I'm not mistaken. Not bad, though, in her cleavage, of course. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What was your moment of ultimate embarrassment?
I think for me, still, the most embarrassing moment was when I was at a wedding and I thought it was going to be a fart, and I lost the 50-50.
Whoa!
It wasn't my wedding.
Well, that would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because at least you can sort of fade away at just a regular wedding.
But I just remember being like, oh my, and it was like, it was a wedding I didn't even want to go to. It was like a then girlfriend, and it was just like, oh, gotta go to this. And then I was like, oh, I'm outside in the parking lot. I was dropping something off in my car and coming back into the venue. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to rip one right here. No one's going to know. And I rip it, and I'm like, this sucks.
You dropped something else right there.
Right. So now I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? I have nothing, you know. So I grabbed like a grocery bag that was in my car. I'm like, well, I got to dispose of this.
Oh.
So I run into the bathroom. Now I'm gone forever because I'm trying to, like, you know, take care of it all. And some guy walks in as I'm like right in there realizing who I was.
Oh.
And he's just like, hey, dude, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not the right time. He goes, oh, I listen to your show. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is getting more and more mortifying. And then he's like, hey, I hear the White Stripes. This is when the White Stripes were still a band. I hear the White Stripes are playing tonight. Any chance you got a lead on tickets? I'm like, I'll hook you up with anything you want if you just leave the bathroom right now. He's like, what? I'm like, I just crap myself. I need some time.
Oh, damn.
I needed the sink. I couldn't, like, you know, just go into the stall. I needed the room to myself.
Oh.
I don't have any White Stripes tickets, but I got a Brown Stripes ticket for you.
Oh. Yeah.
that band's crappy. Then I finally come out, and I'm sweating because it's summertime, and it's just like, I'm disheveled. You know, this is just an embarrassing moment. I walk on that, like, kind of like should have been a telltale sign of why I should be in a relationship with this girl. She's yelling at me from, like, above this balcony thing, like, where were you? Where have you been? I've been looking all over, like, just screaming at me, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Sorry, I've been in the bathroom. Why have you been in the bathroom for this long? Like, freaking out. I'm like, finally, okay. I go, look, my pants. And she's like, what? Like, yeah, my pants.
What a relationship.
People are hearing this.
Yeah.
It was an S show, BJ.
Yes, it was.
I'm still embarrassed to even tell the story.
Yeah, that's a great story.
I'm amazed by that story.
I've always been fascinated by people who try the 50-50. Because I've never tried it because I've always been afraid of losing.
I was in my head, it happened yesterday. I thought for sure this was not even there was no gamble. There was no gamble. This was 100% going to be a fart.
Isn't that something?
It was.
I don't know what it is about me, but it's like, you know what? If there's any chance at all, if I feel like I'm not sure, I don't even bother.
Yeah.
I don't even bother. But it's always great to hear somebody that says, you know what? I'm living my life on the edge.
At a wedding.
Yeah.
So I had a free ball for the rest of the wedding.
Oh, good for you. Well, that's an interesting feeling right there.
Yeah. The whole thing was an interesting feeling.
Oh. And plus, everybody got to know what was up.
Yeah. Well, a good chunk of people, yes.
What a great wedding. Boy, that would have been a good wedding to be. Hopefully they didn't have chocolate cake.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Here's a good text. My most embarrassing moment was when my mom walked in on me losing my virginity to the girl that she hated.
Oh, yeah. Being caught having sex is humiliating for me. That always has been. Being caught by all the
that'd be embarrassing.
Well, close to being caught anyway. Well, I was caught. My wife wasn't caught. As it was like a little kids group was walking through the college that we thought, well, no one's going to be at college. It's on break, so we're in good shape. Let's have a little outdoor fun. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, I'm scrambling to get clothes on because there are kids coming by. I'm like, oh, this is the worst. I'm going to jail.
Oh, I like this text, dude. And I think you can appreciate it because you've done something embarrassing on stage once. This person said, first time I was stripping, I fell off the stage at Deja Vu.
Oh, that happened to me, too.
Dude, I would make it rain on that person. If someone fell, I'd just be like, that is my favorite stripper of the night. And just, here's all the money.
And you can't help but, you cannot help but laugh, even though it's tragic.
Right.
Because that happened to Sarah's dance teacher.
And she was dancing at the Vu?
She was dancing at the Vu.
Is that where she took classes?
Yeah, no. Dude, I mean, she was an older woman, so I think maybe eyesight had to do with it. And she fell off the stage. And, of course, it's tragic, but I could not contain my laughter just because you watched it.
Oh, no.
It's
please like, tell me you weren't within hearing distance.
Oh, yes, I was. It's a small theater. Everybody can see that. And she's just, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you just go, you see what's happening. It's just slow motion. Da-da-da-da, whoa! And I'm like, oh, no. But at the same time, you know, of course, everybody's mortified. But I'm just like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right?
And I had to try to contain it. It was horrible. And then it gets contagious because Kathy starts hitting me going, you're making me laugh. And I'm not supposed to laugh at a time like this.
You're making a scene.
Oh, I felt so bad for her. And I also laughed at her at the same time. It was a great moment.
I struggle sometimes when I see like a child running and like, you know, anywhere and they just are running and they just face plant. I always laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I know I shouldn't.
It's the worst moment when you
but it's just such an epic fall for a child.
Especially when they've been a little brat. Like when I was going cross country with my cousin and her three kids, the youngest wouldn't accept the bottle for me except from her mom. So her mom just threw it and it just smacked her in the face and I just could not stop laughing.
Right.
Like, you've been a brat this whole trip. I love you, but oh my God, that was hilarious.
But sometimes I don't even know the attitude of the child. I don't even know the child. I'll be sitting in like a park room hanging out and there's kids running and they don't have any concept of putting hands down when they fall. So it's just like a straight up head. Like, just check them for CTE. But it's so funny looking because it's like,
yeah.
It's like a little drunk guy.
Yes. Oh, drunk people falling is always the best, too.
Yeah.
No concept of putting their hands down either.
And usually people feel so humiliated even though they've entertained the crowd with their fall.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I've had that happen before. It was so stupid. So we had the one of the big ice storms here where it just blanketed ice super fast. And I was downtown going to see a movie. And I was walking down the sidewalk that was totally icy, talking to my buddy on the phone. Two hot chicks went by and I might have been trying to look. And then suddenly slip, fall, bail. And since I was holding my phone, there was like the same thing with like drunk guys or toddlers. I didn't put my hands down or anything. Just landed on my ass and back. And it was just like, well, I just bailed in front of two hot chicks. Great.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Congratulations. I wonder if those ladies think I'm hot. Not anymore.
Nope. I could hear them laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they always want a man who can make them laugh.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and men with zero coordination.
Yeah, I think, you know, that could have been a plus if you could have got off the ground. I'll come back to get you ladies later. I just think I broke everything in my body.
Yeah.
I see your son's in the room.
Oh, great.
Joey D's nuts.
Well, coincidentally, Steve, my story also has to do with my backside.
Oh.
What? Yes, while I was working at the grocery store in the middle of a shift, I ripped my pants.
Woo! Congratulations.
Awesome.
What is it with the Shea Boys just exposing themselves like that? Because, you know, he rips the back of his pants. I got my zipper down during production.
And of all days, I wore my Hulk, Incredible Hulk underwear, the bright green.
Yeah.
Dude, I was stacking 24 packs of bottled water. They ripped right in front of this person. I was embarrassed, but like deer in the headlights, I didn't know what to do. I ripped my apron off. I tied it around so it could cover my backside, and I thought, all right, all I got to do is get to the front door without anyone noticing. Well, my friend Dave's been working there for years, so he knows when someone's got their apron on like that, that's because they ripped their pants. I'm walking by. He pulls the string that's holding my apron up, and the right off. And my manager just goes, ha! Yeah, someone's got to go on break.
there you go.
That's how it happened when I was at Without a Cause Wrestling. I was wrestling a show, and my buddy Lance is a wrestler from Spokane. His character was like he was in a suit, like a shirt, tie, and slacks. And he came out and he powerbombed this guy in a sit-out powerbomb. So he's like dropping a guy and sitting down with him. Well, it wasn't like wrestling tight, so there's no stretch. And he just tore a giant rip where his ass was.
Oh, nice.
And he wasn't wearing black boxers. Yeah. So it was like purple boxers or something like that. And dude, I mean, it was just like the room just starts cracking up. All the wrestlers in the back were giving him a hard time. Aww. It's like, and he's supposed to be like this tough dude in like a tough moment. And it was just, that's so great.
That's awesome. We got a news reporter got a cryptic email that actually ended up saving her life. You're going to hear from her at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.